Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Bet. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about containers that would normally hold very big things, but they broke a little bit, and they can't hold what they normally would hold, but they could hold, they're still usable for something of a very similar size. We're talking about things here that are larger than a pomegranate. We'll first talk about a bottle made from the carcass of an animal. If a carcass was removed in one piece, the skin was turned into a skin bottle by sewing all the holes closed that were in the skin. The bottle was used to hold balls of thread. There were two types of threads used whenever they were creating a type of garment. Number one, esheti, which is the threads that go in the vertical direction, and the ayativ, which is the horizontal threads. The sheti threads were normally thicker than the ayativ threads. So the bottle that we're talking about would normally hold the sheti threads, and if the holes in them developed that were too big, the thread balls of yarn would fall through, and the bottles over here, the skin bottles, would be considered to be not usable anymore, and they can't become tame anymore. That's the context for the beginning of this Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Hahemet shi'ura bifka'yot shel sheti." The size hole that would allow a skin bottle to be used normally is measured with the balls of the warp, the sheti thread. If the hole is too large that it can't hold on to these balls of sheti thread, even though it could hold the larger balls of weft thread, of the erev threads, but not the smaller ones of the warp threads, it's still teme'ah. Even though the skin bottle is not fit for the original use of holding the balls of warp threads, since the fit is so similar of holding the balls of the weft threads, it's still considered to be its original use in some way, and therefore it could still become teme'ah. So here, the size of the hole is bigger, but still, it's used for something so similar that we say it's in original use. It's just one of them is the horizontal threads, one of them is the vertical threads. It can now hold the one that is bigger. Therefore, we say it is teme'ah. It fits its original use and still is a utensil. Bet ke'arot, she'eno mekabel ke'arot, af al-pi she'mekabel et ha'tamhuyin tameh. If a plate holder develops a hole, so it can't hold the original plates anymore, but it could hold larger platters, but not the smaller plates, it is still tameh, even though the plate holder doesn't really fit its original use fully, can't hold the plates anymore, it's still considered to be so similar to its original use because it hold the platters that it's considered to be the same utensil, and it is tameh. Third case, bet harei she'eno mekabel mashkin, af al pi she'mekabel et harei tameh. If a person has a chamber pot, they would use this to go to the bathroom in it, and it developed a hole that it cannot hold anymore the liquid waste, the urine, even though it could hold solid waste, still, it is tameh. It could only hold the solid waste. So even though it can't fit the original use fully of all types of waste, it still could hold solid waste, so it's considered to be its original use. It's still a utensil, and it's tameh. Rabban Gamliel metaher mipenesh she'en mikayemin oto. Rabban Gamliel says, no, the containers that have holes in all three of these Mishnayot are tahor in all three cases, because people don't usually keep a container like this. Even though it still has some of its original function, people are going to replace them because they want them to be fully functional. Here, they're not fully functional anymore, and therefore people will get rid of them, they'll replace them, and therefore he considers all of them to be pure going forward.